This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like looking into the night sky and looking at the stars, you will find they have all aligned perfectly for you to be here. So don't waste time. Good news, good information, lots of things here every day on the Good Day Show. The good news department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said you, it's a good thing you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This is apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well,
right?
You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you
okay? I was
okay,
so sick. No, I was not okay. It was. Yeah. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them
enough.
Weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well,
so.
And Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks, and pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, not too far off. Still third
trimester. Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, those of you who listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
It's okay. It's perfect, in fact. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last, week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story, I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant. building, Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's a big gun? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were. And she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently the opportunity came for somebody. This guy's a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
Very
young. Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10".
Uh-huh.
He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems, and nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair costs over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And the whole thing went viral to the point where big name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this teen because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school. And then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor. So apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they – am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? That crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No.
Item. Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Mm-hmm. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this, they're eager to see how I get out of it, because I just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which one?
The one that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh, James. Okay.
Oh, what? HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good.
Oh,
we're cutting it off.
Can't do that.
We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgraded smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Program with Warren Eckstein here to join Jay and me talking about pet items, rescuing puppies, etc., 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 etc. Warren has a long history. When I say long, I mean long history of helping people with their pets. He's a seasoned expert, been on the radio a long time, does the pet show every weekend on stations, many of the same stations that carry this program. Here's the story from last weekend, where a lady, Warren, named Callie Clemens, was crawling in and out of storm drains in Houston searching for abandoned puppies. Apparently, there is a lot of puppy dumping that goes on. I've never heard that expression before, and so that's what attracted my attention to this kind of a grim story of people who have... this lady, by the way, is the mother of Roger Clemens, the baseball player. Huh. So that's why people were paying attention to him. So there are a lot of volunteers down there who have gone after and helped abandoned puppies. How do people do this? We probably don't have to go into the psychology of it. We know that there's crazy. But the fact that somebody would really go out like this in a big supportive group like this, going under manhole covers and looking these dogs that have just been, because the weather's been so bad, swept away, literally.
You know, Doug, I work with an organization and have known of this organization for well over 40 years. What they do is specifically what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They go into the woods, the forest, the drain, wherever they have to go to find dogs that have been deserted by their guardians in the past. Dogs thrown out in the woods, in the forests, in the cities, all over the place. In fact, they don't readopt those dogs. These are dogs that will live at their location for their entire lives with 24-hour veterinary care. They have over are 2,000 animals there now that have been abandoned. Some have been there since puppyhood. So it's a big, big problem. I talked about this on the air. I don't want to get too distracted. Years ago, when I was a peace officer for the state of New York, I arrested a woman who abandoned in front of me. Just happened her bad lucky day. She was driving in front of me and took this shepherd mixed puppy, and I saw her abandon it in Long Island. Yeah. I actually arrested her, took the puppy, had this temper. They told me the puppy wasn't going to survive. He said, as long as he's eating, leave him alone. That's my Jewish background. He's eating, leave him alone. He's okay. So basically, a couple of months later, he turned out fine. And this is the dog. This is a true story. I posted on Facebook. Shannon, this is the dog that literally was supposed to be killed, abandoned, that I rescued, that 3 years later, after I trained him, intensely saved my life at Hunts Point Market in the Bronx, New York, when someone pointed a gun at my throat. The dog reacted, saved my life. So there you go. It was a great story. I posted it. But the bottom line is, so many animals, dogs and cats, are being abandoned. Just read an article about New York. They just closed the biggest shelter in New York for intake of cats because they're overwhelmed with people just abandoning. It's just crazy, Doug. Just crazy.
Yeah, it is. All right, here's the story, speaking about crazy, of a man who went into a wildfire to rescue dozens of pets. This is the wildfire situation in Canada. I think we think about people and things. How often, though, in those circumstances, do we think about pets that are left behind? Remember all the pictures of the floods and the dogs on the roof of the houses?
Yeah.
Things like that?
So, yeah, it's fires, floods, you know, any number of things. That's why when people make, you know, after Katrina, I became a spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, specifically telling people how to prepare for a disaster, whether it be a flood, whether it be a fire, whether it be an earthquake, whatever that disaster may be. And when you put your plans aside for the family, as far as I'm concerned, my dogs are just as important as any member of my family. So I prepare for that. I have escape routes. I have neighbors. And that's one of the things. You generally find a senior citizen in a neighborhood or someone who works out of their home, and they should know what dogs on the block, what cats on the block are where. So if people aren't home during the day, they can really react and perhaps save some of these animals as well.
Here's a story about a sailor who was rescued at sea. He'd been on talk about man's best friend. This guy, Tim Shattuck, spent months adrift at sea with Bella, his dog, and they were rescued by a Mexican ship, and they were separated for a while, several days apart, and then they got put back together again. I mean, imagine spending months on a raft. Think about the movie that Tom Hanks was in, and the whole idea of why in the world wouldn't you want these people to stay together forever? These people, they call the dog a people, but anyway. Lots of great stories, and Warren's a great help. Check him out at thepetshow.com. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day. Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale, fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20-25 minute interview on that day, and you don't do it. That's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ask me all the time, if I were to use one word to describe the Good Day program, what would I say? Well, I can come up with refreshing, informative. Maybe like having a glass of really good, clear water. Very refreshing. That's the Good Day program. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not people, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. Yeah. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is
what we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, but you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this? But they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had $25 million, but good for him to give it to somebody some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get out. What's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Let's enjoy the day and what it's all about, and celebrate things like this high schooler in Detroit who was voted the most positive. Listen to this. This kid got $1.7 million in scholarship offers. Graduating from Detroit High School, known for her sunny outlook and positive vibes, $1.7 million in college scholarship offers. Her name is Tatiana Alves, graduating from this school. It's actually a K-12 entrance examination school. Focuses on justice and engineering. She was voted the most positive in her class. And so she's apparently the kind of... We all have known somebody like this, and we all wish we could be like this, right? Amazing. Wherever, whenever she speaks, wherever mm-hmm. she goes, just always good.
But in the genuine nature of wanting others to thrive and cheer them on, a lot of people have a hard time doing something like that. Yeah. Or even just doing so in a genuine sense, where it's like, this is just part of her personality. She is sunshine in human form.
4.0 GPA, got her driver's license, getting a job at a local drugstore. She has lots of self-confidence. And a lot of people around her, you know, there were some people say, she's sunshiny and bright all the time. No, it doesn't work that way. She started looking for scholarships, by the way, when she was a junior, and she said there's a micro scholarship site, which you may want to know about, parents, called RaiseMe, Raise.me, excuse me. And as it turns out, Ms. Alves said that she opted out of using all her scholarship money, but still gets to go to school. It doesn't cost, well, she's got a free ride, but she's not using all that money. And that's good, because there are other people who probably can.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's that dough.
And we've seen stories like this where somebody receives a scholarship, and they don't necessarily need it. They can afford to go to college and pay in full, not have to do the student loans and the debt and everything. And so they turn down the scholarship so that somebody else can use it. Somebody else who genuinely would need it uses it rather than just getting a free ride because it was granted to them.
All right.
No, and like, nope, let's let somebody else do it. Good for you.
That's right. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 9/29/75, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interested. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line. of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have a new build, put
miles.
Something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense. For whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there, but it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's he loves to write and talk, and he's busy. Mind is busy.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and with frequency, I like to, because I like her attitude. She's warm. She has a good sense of humor. She's also very smart when it comes to helping folks around the country lose weight and keep it off. I'm talking about Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calitren. That, you know, around Valentine's Day, people are really beginning. There's a, you know, a week where people go on vacation. They go to the warm weather places. They want to look their best. So let's get people started on this fabulous and, frankly, over 27 years, Elizabeth, and I don't mean to take all the sales pitch away from you. I go through all of this and tell the story every time I'm talking about it on the air about how well it works. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about for people that don't know the origins?
Back in 1997, I know we're talking about the 90s. That tells my age, doesn't it? In 1997, our owners who were, one was a nurse, I think another one of her coworkers was a nurse too. They created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight. Just like today, everybody wants to lose a little bit of weight. And then, of course, you know, Calitrin is good for sleep when you're taking it at bedtime. It's great for joint pain. It's great for all natural energy, overall digestion, better health. I just, it's, It's a different weight loss supplement than everything else out there because it's really good for you. I don't know how many other weight loss products out there can say that, but Calitrin is good for you.
The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done, the nurses and the folks that put this together, used science-based research. So I think that's something that does count with a lot of people, the fact that it's based on real science.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, most of the time, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's rebuilding lean muscle tissue, it's repairing joints, it's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently. But with that being said, Calitrin is not a quick fix product for weight loss either. You know, a lot of people want to just get one bottle, try it out, see how it goes. With one bottle, you're probably going to notice better sleep, you'll notice a little bit of help with your joint pain, you'll probably notice better, more energy throughout your day, but really around that 1 month mark is when you're going to start to notice the inch loss, the pound loss, your clothes fitting better. So give it time to work. Calitrin's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days of it. So give your body back what it needs. Now, if you've got an injury or you've got severe joint pain, it's probably going to take a little bit longer for you to see the weight loss. In fact, some of my joint pain customers, arthritis customers, I tell them to double up and take it twice a day for the first month or so to make sure that they're getting enough of that collagen protein to go to their muscles and their joints. So Calitrin is good for you. It's water soluble too. So if you take it twice a day, that's totally fine. I have a lot of people that do that, but it is good for so much.
One of the things that all of the counselors that I've heard there are women, and I know that when I've heard from women who've gotten onto the program, the Calitrin program, it seems to work really well for women. Is that it, should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health wise. Like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women, but women, you know, hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body during that process. I've heard it from customers for years. Now, it can help with all kinds of issues.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We've brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, and I'm perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. You'll have 6 months of Calitrin, basically half price. So check that out. It's on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com, or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
The couples pack, that sounds pretty interesting. Ask about that when you're talking to the folks at Calitrin. Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.